The situation in Darfur was just one of the topics on the agenda at a meeting of the African Union in Nigeria. The AU was created 3 years ago as a replacement for the Organization of African Unity, which was often criticized as a toothless talking shop and a dictator's club. The AU was supposed to emphasize good governance, democracy, and especially conflict resolution. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has this report from the AU's fourth annual summit.
The new African Union anthem launched the two-day AU summit in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Sunday. In his opening speech, the current chairman of the organization, Nigeria's president, Olusegun Obasanjo, came straight to the point in what has become something of a mantra here in Africa and outside the continent: African solutions to African problems.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us show to the world that we in Africa can really tackle and resolve African problems. Let us not play around with history and with the future of our youth, women, and children. I know that we can do it, and we must give ourselves the chance to change Africa for the better.
Although the African Union's predecessor, the Organization of African Unity, fought for the liberation of the continent from colonialism and apartheid in the case of South Africa, non-intervention in the internal affairs of its member states, even those at war, was a cornerstone of its policies. This meant the OAU was virtually powerless to curb conflicts. The African Union has done its best to shed that legacy. But taking on the role of peacekeeper and enforcer on a continent riven by conflict and disaster has not been easy.
Darfur is a major test for us. Darfur is a serious test for the African Union. It's a tragedy for Africa.
In the lobby just outside the conference hall, Senegal's Foreign Minister Cheikh Tidiane Gadio spoke of the African Union's efforts to end the bloody two-year conflict in Darfur in Western Sudan. Tens of thousands of civilians have been killed in fighting between Sudanese rebels, the army, and government-sponsored militiamen in Darfur. Last year, the African Union agreed to deploy 3,000 troops to the region, but logistical and financial problems dogged the effort, and the force is still not up to strength. Senegal's foreign minister recognized the problems, but said the organization was trying.
Our concern is that the African Union has told the international community that we Africans can take care of this problem. Give us a chance to do it. And unfortunately, we are very slow in making progress, but I'm hopeful. We are all optimistic.
The African Union also has been involved in peacekeeping and mediation efforts in the Ivory Coast and the Democratic Republic of Congo in the Great Lakes, but with limited success. In addition, Rwanda is looking for AU troops to monitor its border with Congo and disarm Hutu rebels in the DRC. The United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan attended the African Union summit in Nigeria and spoke to those who fear the organization is trying to take on too much.
African Union troops on the ground are making an important contribution. They are making a difference. Yes, they need support. They need logistical and financial support. And we at the UN intend to work with them very closely.
And while the current African Union chairman, Nigeria's President Obasanjo, says he welcomes help from outside, at every public forum, and again at the close of the summit yesterday, he repeats that Africa and Africans must continue to step up to the challenges facing the continent. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.